the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
The Never Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
And it is a sad day here at World Football Headquarters.
Is this World Football Headquarters?
Well,
I didn't know.
I think so.
Yeah, could be.
Because after last week's games, Mark took a slight lead with 50. He's up 53-52 overall.
Because I am the motherfucking champion of the world. I know football. I live and breathe football. Do you know my whole body is covered in tattoos of football?
Mark had 9 correct picks.
And you had up, 0.
To explain, if you're new to the thing, we pick them straight up. No, we don't use point spreads or anything.
Yeah.
The premise is that I am a huge football fan. I watch
apparently you know something about football.
I go to games all the time. Mark hasn't seen a football game in years. And
don't know shit.
Even when he was at a game, he didn't really pay attention to the game.
Don't read the newspaper. Don't watch any shit on TV. The news, nothing. So don't give a fuck. I don't even like football.
This was an experiment.
Yes, I pick my shit randomly based on nothing. Mm-hmm. This asshole picks his shit because he knows all about the game. And guess what? I'm winning.
Well, you know what? From now on...
From now on what?
I like to... For a lot of these, I would like, all right, I'm going to just pick the opposite so we have a game. Fuck that, man. I'm picking with my fucking gut from now on.
Game on. Game on.
Well, I'm actually glad that this has become a tight race because if I would have, like, had, like... If I would be up, like, you know, 50-30 or something right now, like, we would just have to stop. We'd be like, that's it. We're done. Because what's the fucking point?
What week are we at?
This is week 7, so we're
almost halfway.
We're just about to the halfway point. Yeah. Well, there's a 17 weeks, so it's like, you know, next week will be 16.
Well, you know, yeah, the fucking bye week.
No such thing as a half week, so. Yeah. It's unfair. And by the way, we don't pick the Thursday night games because we record this on Saturday, so.
Yeah, it doesn't work out.
So what are you going to do? I mean, if you want, I'll pick. I think, who do you think will win the San Francisco versus Seahawks game?
The game already happened.
That happened 3 days ago.
Who do I think is going to win the game that happened already?
Yeah.
I think a meteor is going to strike.
But you don't know. You have no idea.
I don't know. Yeah, I have no fucking idea.
Well, pick one and see if you get it
right. Who are the teams?
San Francisco and the Seahawks.
Give me San Fran. Who won?
I believe the Seahawks did. Yep, Seahawks.
Did they?
Yep.
Guess I was wrong. Good thing we don't pick those.
Yeah, you're negative. Now, guess what? I would have been up. I would have been tied because I would have picked it right because I already saw the game. So that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does.
So this week in the league, we have some good matchups. We also have a game in England. The Bills and the Jaguars playing at 9:30 a.m. on Saturday.
A lot of guys from Buffalo fucking made the trip. Went to London.
And I call those guys assholes.
Because they're jealous?
Yes.
Because they went to fucking
Anyone
London?
Anyone who's doing something I want to do and I can't.
It's a piece of shit.
For whatever reason, yeah. They're fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
They think they're better than me because they have... Because
you have more money.
They have disposable income. Yeah, and a passport. I don't have any of those things. All right?
Why do they call it disposable income? Because you're just saying you just blow your fucking money on shit. Might as well just throw it out. No, using my money on me and things I enjoy, that's disposable income.
Yeah, there's nothing more important.
Indulging
than me.
On myself is just throwing my fucking money away. That's what they're saying, and that's bullshit.
Nothing more important than me, right?
Yeah, you're the center of your fucking universe.
But people think that as a negative. Fuck them, man.
But no, but that's how everyone lives.
Listen,
you just don't want to see it that way.
Here's the thing. When I don't exist anymore, my universe will be... The universe doesn't exist anymore.
Well, exactly.
Too.
Your universe is gone. It goes with you.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, you know, the world's only been around for about 36 years.
And that's perfectly legitimate. Some people believe the world's only been around for 5,000 years, so what's the difference?
Yeah, but it seems to me that, I mean, you know... Listen, and that's true. You can't deny that. Like, well, there's a... Listen. World didn't exist before I was born, and it won't exist after I was born, as far as I'm concerned. Now, for you, it's totally different.
Yeah, you're right.
So, that's just the way it goes. Let's get to our picks, shall we?
We could do that, I suppose.
I don't know. I'm trying to add a little more content to these episodes. So now let's dance.
First up.
Imagine fucking to this music.
I'd be ignored it anyway, so I'm good, I guess. I don't know.
I wear my football helmet when I fuck.
I don't know why you're so crude.
Let's start off at... hold on, everyone's listening to this with their kids. Let's start off with the Bills.
Dad, why is he saying bad words?
Bills versus the Jaguars.
I don't know, son.
The Jaguars in London, England, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time, Sunday.
Yeah, fuck. The Bills don't do shit. They're a fucking letdown. Whoever the Bills aren't. Who
Jaguars.
Jaguars. Yeah.
I will pick the Bills, as I do every week.
I know.
So far, I've had three right because they've won three games.
Well, you're a Bills fan, so you don't care how many times you get burned.
Whatever,
stick
I'm
with,
not going to go
with
against
them. Stick with them.
I don't have any. I don't want to be sitting there cheering for the other team to win, so I can beat your ass in a stupid game. which the prize is a pizza, by the way, at the end of the year.
We were going to have a pizza party.
Yeah, I'll post photos. I just had pizza.
Yeah.
Well, it would be much like that, but not now. Like,
oh, you know what? The winner will get a gift certificate to Pizza Hut for a personal pan pizza. Mm-hmm. Remember when you were a kid and they had that reading thing where you read a book?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Got the certificate?
Yeah.
They still have it.
Do they?
Yeah.
You know what I saw the other day? One of those, it's called like a book, like, it's like this little like thing, it's on the street, it's like a little booth, and inside was a bunch
of
books.
One of those nudie booths?
No,
yeah,
like,
I jerk off in there, I know.
And there's a bunch of books, and you could take a book, and I think you're supposed to trade, but like you put a book in, and you take a book. But I'm sure it's all shitty books.
Are you making this up?
No, it was like when I went to the theater the other day.
Huh. Never heard of that shit. That's weird.
Next up, the Browns versus the Rams.
Yeah, give me the Browns.
Now, my instincts, and I thought I was going with my gut, was to pick the Browns. So I'm gonna pick the Browns.
All right. Yeah, you're with me. You know I know what I'm talking about. So stick with me, kid.
We should all pick them all at the same time and see what happens.
Oh,
we should all pick the same teams and see what happens.
Good idea.
Next up, a NFC North battle.
Battle Royale.
The Vikings versus the Lions, who only have one win, but they got it last week.
I'll pick the Vikings.
All right, I'm going to pick the...
Vikings? You going to pick with me? Because Mark knows...
You know what? I'm going to pick the Lions, I guess. That's a tough one.
Yeah, it could go either way.
Yeah, these toss-up games are hard.
I know.
League's so fucked up like that. Like, you know, you can't even guess last time. That's why Mark's got the lead, because it's just like, you don't know who's going to win.
I'm a good guesser.
Next up, the
and
Saints.
A good kisser.
The Saints, or as some people call them, the Aints, versus the Indianapolis Colts. Formerly the Baltimore Colts.
I heard that. I heard about that before. Oh, man. I always pick the Saints, but I think they don't win.
Yeah, they're not doing very well this season.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck it. Give me the Colts. Fuck the Saints.
I'm also going to pick the Colts. They're a better team. They also have a guy named Andrew Luck, who's pretty
good. I mean, eventually the Saints will win, but, you know, you're going to wait around for that all day?
Maybe I will. Next up, the Pats versus the Jets.
Come
on. Patriots versus the Jets.
Patriots
only have one loss. I mean, the Patriots have zero losses. The Jets only have one loss so far.
Patriots. Come on.
Yeah, and only an idiot would go against the Patriots.
So what are you going to pick?
The Patriots.
Oh. I hope you're going to say Jets.
That would have been funnier.
Yeah, it would have.
It's too bad. Next up, the Falcons versus the Titans.
Are you a Falcon
Nashville.
Or a Falcant?
Nashville Titans, or Tennessee Titans as they're really called. Quarterback injured, and Mettenberger is going to have to play for him.
Oh, Mr. Hamburger. The Hamburglar's going to play. Falcons and who?
Titans.
Shit. Yeah, give them the Falcons.
So I pick as well. The Falcons, better team. Falcons coming off a big loss last week. Sunday night game. No, it's not Sunday night game. Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, the Dallas Cowboys.
I mean, 4 o'clock is pretty late for me, so I consider that night.
Yeah, true. The Dallas Cowboys versus the New York Giants.
Giants. You know I hate the Cowboys.
Yeah, you know what? I'm picking the Giants as well.
Man, did you agree with me? We're going to have like two games that are different.
I'm not agreeing with you.
Really?
I'm picking
all
I think I'll win.
But it just happens to, you know, coincide with what I pick?
Texans and Dolphins.
Dolphins.
I'll pick the Texans, I guess.
Another toss-up?
Yeah, you never know. Dolphins are sucked, but they got this new muscular coach.
Oh, yeah.
Who likes Metallica. Next up, the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Chiefs.
I don't know why I said Steelers all weird, but okay. Steelers and Chiefs. Steelers. Sick of the fucking Chiefs and their something.
I'm going to pick the Chiefs. How about that?
All right.
That sound good to you?
No. If I say no, are you going to do something different?
I don't know. Next up, the Bucks and the Skins. The Buccaneers and the Skins.
Yeah, got it. Buccaneers. Fucking Redskins.
Eventually,
they're going to change their names.
These teams are both pretty bad, but I'm going to pick the Skins, I guess. Yeah. Just for. I thought I would go by my gut, but come on.
What are they going to change their name to?
We talk about this every week.
I know.
They're going to change their names to the Marks.
Oh, good.
The Washington Mark Davulas. Big picture of your face.
You know what? I forget that we talk about this all the time.
Yeah. I don't know what I said last week, but it was pretty much
a couple weeks ago. I don't know.
Next up, the Raiders and the Chargers.
What?
The Raiders and the Chargers.
Why are you talking like this?
I don't know. It's my announcing voice.
The Raiders.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Raiders and who?
Chargers.
And the Chargers? Yeah, Chargers.
I'll pick the Raiders. They're my second favorite team in the league, so they're a good team.
Very snazzy.
Let's dance. Next up, the Eagles and the the Eagles.
You need one of those spit guards for your microphone. Come on.
The Eagles and the Panthers. The Panthers versus the Eagles.
Panthers.
I'm also picking the Panthers. They're a better team. So fuck you. And finally, the Monday Night Football game, a bird game, an all-bird game.
Big Bird versus...
the Arizona Cardinals. I don't know if Cardinals are even in the Arizona, but who knows. Versus the Baltimore Ravens, named after the Edgar Allan Poe book.
Oh, man. Look at the Cards.
Yes, me too. Because the Ravens are absolutely dreadful this year. Edgar Allan Poe would be very angry about his team.
He's turning over in his grave if he had one.
Didn't he die of like rabies or something? They thought he was a drunk. And
died in the fucking gutter.
Yeah.
Where it belonged.
Yeah. That does it.
Yeah, I'll probably still win next week. So, I mean, tune in for that. So that'll be fun for him, losing and all. So, anyway, as always, goods.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend.